Good morning. We're continuing. We are continuing. Chayadim called some ches. We're learning Simon Yud Ches. So Chayadim spoke about it. Simon Yud Zayin. The person should do mitzvahs me'ahava. So here he continues and he says shi'asena me'yira. A person should do mitzvahs based on yira. But feel a mitzvah hamuskelis. Can we talk about kibud av megezvul rayas shem dvarim shasechol mechayiv? Even mitzvahs which a person could supposedly figure out themselves, and the seichel is mechayev to do certain hanhagas, it's the appropriate thing to do, but the person should do it not because lo yaseno o yazvena machmas hashasechel mechayev. A person shouldn't do it by mitzvah saseh or refrain by mitzvah lo saseh because he figured out it's the right thing to do. But a person should do the mitzvah by a mitzvah saseh or refrain from doing the aveira by a mitzvah lo saseh because that's what Hashem said to do. And he has yira from Hashem. His awe and his respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow him to go against the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it does not allow, so if the Rosh Hashanah wants a mitzvah to happen, so by not doing the mitzvah, he's going against the ratzon of Hashem. He's not doing the ratzon of Hashem. Hashem does not want an aveira to happen. He's going against the ratzon Hashem to do if he would do the aveira. And neither of these things is something that a person who has yira would want to do. If I have respect for an individual to the point that I am in awe of him. He's so much greater than me. I'm so taken by his knowledge and his understanding and his midas that I'm in awe of him. I won't go against his words. So I will listen to what he says because I understand that he is a whole different level, a different madrega than I am. So therefore, that awe forces me to negate my thought process in the presence of his greater thought process. So that's an expression of yira. So he brings quotes of Torah Kahanim. Ayomer Adam Yefshi b'Chazir, Ela Efshi v'Avi Shebashamayim Tziva Alai. Person shouldn't say I don't eat Macholos Asuras because I find them abominable and I don't like them. Person should say that I'm doing it because that's what Hashem said to do. I might like it. That's not why I'm refraining because I don't like them. I'm refraining because Hashem said to do that. And this is an apostolic. The apostolic says, "Vavdilas chamin hamim lihi osli." So Chazal darshan on that, the person shouldn't say that the havdalah that we have from the umas arlam that we are limited in what we can eat, etc., is because of ourselves. But li osli, it should be for me. It should be for Hashem's name. Do it for Hashem. Do it because Hashem said so. So now that pasuk is written by the case of Macholos Asuras, which is something which Chazal referred to, the Torah refers to as Chukim. And Chazal explains Chukim are things which we would not have figured out based on our own cycle. The Chayyadim comes along and says a tremendous Kiddush, and he takes that same idea and applies it to the mitzvahs which are seeming mitzvah sikhligis. He says the same concept applies as well. For example, Gezel, Kibud Av, Tzedaka, Arayas, which the Seichel is Mechayev. He says a person should still, the concept of the, still applies over there. Now, the Safra, the Torah's Kanim never says that this is an expression of Yira. It just says that the person should do it, L'shem Shemayim, because it says L'yosli. So the Torah's Kanim just says it's the Kuda of doing it because Hashem said so, not because you figured it out yourself. The idea that this is an expression of Yira is the Chayyadim's own point. And the application, once that's true, that it's an expression of Yira, so then the idea that it should applies to all mitzvahs is a logical application. That it's a true expression of Yira Shemayim, saying that not that I figured things out, but my awe because Baruch Hu was mechayev me to listen to Hashem's words. There's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that say me'ava, say me'yira. A person should do the mitzvahs me'ava and do the mitzvahs me'yira. But this the connection between the concept of yira and the concept of what the doing mitzvahs not because your seichel is mechayiv, is the addition of the chayotim. So you'd like to clarify this a little more. It doesn't have a halachic application. We're just trying to understand the concept that chayotim is saying, Mezuz Hashem, in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.